I'd like to discuss the halachas of the Lel HaSeda. There's five mitzvahs that we're mechayim at the night of the Seda. Two of them are Deiraisa, three are mitzvahs Drabanan. The mitzvahs Deiraisa includes Achilas Matzah, Tzipor Yitzis Mitzrayim, and the mitzvahs Drabanan are Achilas Mara, drinking the four kaises and halach. In the mitzvah Matzah, it's a vor in the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kufta Zvavam Ra'alef that we learn from the Pasuk Lechem Oni, that it should be Lechem of Oni, and just like a Oni, his Lechem is a Prusa, it's a broken piece, so too, at the night of Pesach, we have Matzah, which is a Prusa, a broken piece. You know, there's an Indian law, Pesach, that the Matzah should be a Prusa, a broken piece. Similarly, we find in the Gemara Brachas, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara speaks about over there, where if it was brought in front of you, pieces of bread, or one whole bread, on which one should one make the bracha? So if Yehuda over there says, you should make a bracha on the patit and on the pieces, and patit the shleimim. Rabbi Yechon says, it's a mitzvah min amuvcha to make the bracha on the shleima. So Rashi explains over there, the case is talking about where the pieces themselves are larger than the shalim. So you have like a small little roll, then you have like a half a challah. So the half a challah is bigger than this small roll. And in that, there's a machlekes on which one should one make a bracha. So Rabbi Yehuda says to make it on the bigger piece. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, a shalim is more of a kavod than on a larger piece. Comes along Rav Papa, and he says, Hakol Moedim VePesach, everyone agrees that on Pesach, we place the prusa, the broken piece, within the whole piece, and we make a bracha on both of them. Why? Why are we dafka making the bracha on the prusa with the shleima? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Lechem Ani Kisiv, the Pasuk Lechem Ani. So Rashi learns, over there, Mesach the Brachas, and it's Mefurish like that, and also Mesach the Pesachim, that the Bracha of Hamaitzi, at the night of the Seder, we make two Brachas, Berchas Hamaitzi, and the Bracha of Al Achilas Matzah. Al Achilas Matzah is on the mitzvah, Shekishon Zveitz Vitzivanu, on the mitzvah of the night. So it's Mefurish and Rashi that the Bracha of Hamaitzi is going on the Shleima, on the whole Matzah. And the reason why we bring the prusa is only that it should look like ke'ilu, the bracha is going also on the prusa. But really, the bracha is going on the shleima, the bracha of hamaitzi, the bracha of al-achilas matzah, that's going on the prusa. And the reason for that is because since the mitzvah of the night is lechem oini, so the bracha of al-achilas matzah, which is on the mitzvah of the night, is going on the prusa. And this is the way the Rosh in Pesachim also learned, like Rashi. The Rosh explains that even though we have a whole matzah and a broken matzah, but we also need Lechem Mishnah. Just like every Shabbos, we have Lechem Mishnah because the man did not fall on Shabbos. So to remind us of the man, so to on Yontif, you need Lechem Mishnah. And the Rosh explains that the prusa, that we need the prusa for the lechem mishnah, and the din prusa is not mevatel the din of lechem mishnah. Therefore, according to the Rosh, we need two whole ones and one prusa. Now, the Rosh adds in a few words over here. He says, "Va'oichlam beyachad mikol achas kezayis." So, there's two nekudas over here. We're eating from each one a kezayis. I'm eating a kezayis from the shleima, from the whole matzah, and I'm eating a kezayis from the broken matzah. So the Achrenim are bothered that bishleima, I understand the kezayis from the middle matzah. I understand why I need to eat a kezayis, because since the bracha of al-achilas matzah is going on the middle matzah, and that's the sheer achila by mitzvahs is a kezayis. So you need to eat a kezayis from the middle matzah. But why would I have to eat a kezayis from the top matzah? And even if you're going to tell me I need the top matzah for lechem mishnah, And it's before in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Rab that there's an inyan to eat from the Lechem Mishnah, but I don't have to eat a kezayis from the Lechem Mishnah. So on this, there are a few terutzim in the Achrayim, the Bach. The Bach seems to say mitzad Hilchas Berachas Anehenin. There's a svara that you should need to eat a kezayis. Or others learn that there's another inyan that once you eat a kezayis from the matzah that you're making the bracha on, so that you guarantee that you ate a kezayis. Different svaras that are given for to answer this question. But this is one shita that we have over here. That to eat a kezayis from the shleima, kezayis from the prusa, and the rosh is being mechadish to us, that should be biyachad, together. The second shita is Taisvis. Taisvis and brachas and psachim b'shem Rabbeinu Menachem Yuni and the Ran. That both brachas are going on the prusa. Both brachas are going on the prusa. This way the goyin paskins. There's a din of lecha mishnah. So there's a shitas Rambam and the Riv that even on Pesach you need lecha mishnah, but you mekayim it with the lecha moini. You mekayim it with the prusa. But Taisus comes to explain, why do I need two matzahs, two complete matzahs, and a half a matzah? And it's before over there that I need whole matzahs for the din lecha mishnah. But even though I need two matzahs for lecha mishnah, I still mevor that I don't need to eat from the lecha mishnah. And there are other rayas to this also. Halacha lemaisa, it's good you did to know that the inyan of lecha mishnah is a zeicha for the man. There may be an inyan to eat from it, but I can be mekayim even from not eating from the lecha mishnah. So, but Taisus learns that both brachas are going on the prusa. There's a third shita, which is the Ravon in Psachim, where he brings to the Arashita, which is the opposite of Rashi and the Rosh, and he learns that the Berchas HaMoitzi is going on the Prusa, because of Lechem Ani. The Mitzvah of Alechilas Matzah, the Brach of Alechilas Matzah, that's going on the whole Matzah. But it's not Masber, why can't both Brachas go on the Prusa? Why can't the bracha of Alechilas Matzah also go on the Prusa? So some want to say, because Einos and Mitzvahs Chavid is Chavilos, or the Levush says, because since the mitzvah of the night is Achilas Matzah, so we make it on the Shlema for a Hidden Mitzvah. It's a Hidden Mitzvah. So we have here three shittas, exactly how the brachas are working, right? We're making two brachas, on which matzah the brachas being chal on. The Tor paskins Meikar din like his father the Rosh, but he says in order to be yaitza, all the sheet is you should eat two kezesim together, and you should do a seba by both kezesim. And with this, we can understand why you need to eat two kezesim without the tritzim we gave earlier. And this way, the Mishpura paskins also that the chatchila one should do a seba by both kezaisim, but with one kezais, one could be yoitza. The Torah says that if you don't eat the two kezaisim together before he eats from the first, he should eat from the shalem and then from the prusa, because the halacha is like the rosh. What's considered bivas achas? Do I have to put it all in my mouth at the same time to chew both kezaisim and to swallow all at the same time? With our matzah, that's probably impossible to do, because our matzah is very dry. It's almost impossible to do. So what it means is that you start to chew it, and you start to chew both kezesim, and you eat it within the shear. That's called eating a bevas achas. Now, there's different shiurim for what's considered a kezayis, and the different shiurim given for what's considered kezayis. We'll have to have a separate shiur on that. We'll go into it separately. Maybe next week we'll talk about the shiurim.
Can Rabbi clarify? right?
Yeah. From the top matzah and the middle matzah. Kazayis on the top and kazayis on the middle.
There's not enough matzah.
If there's not enough, so you make sure there is enough. What do you mean, for the masubin?
Yeah.
So then not everyone could do it. So then you're eating from the matzah in front. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe actually has a tshuva that everyone should have in front of them a set of matzahs. From everyone in the Chelek Hei, Siman Tet Zayin. That's the best thing.
Every single person?
It says, it's right that in front of each person they should have three matzahs. He says, "Vim yir tzalit and gam lechom subim mibanov ubenaisav, afrak lachiyovim b'mitzvus are yistarch loisav al matzis shavadlin." Right? Says, "Vim nisbarch gam b'banais if you have daughters, tiyem etzurefes leechem in abanim. You can start with the daughters with some of the sons. Vim kulam banais, you then gam ken lechol shtei banais every two daughters." That are over 12, you should give them gimel matzis b'fnei atzman. Uleketanim shem kivay yichoyen lecha kol azesim, tzorach liten gamke matzis miyuchadais. V'mein ruyen lecha kol azesim, yishtadlo lecha k'mo shef shalem, what they could. V'yitzarfu lecha shiitin lai masha shayach shayachal. V'chein noga, doini ovi mariv rabi, agoin rav David zetzla. V'chein ani noyi kol ashanim. Mekava ani shegam bona yinu kakein. Of Zel, Ivan Vade, Yotzukuli, the Chavas of Hashem Yisbarch, Yazreinu, Lekayim, Gam Karben Pesach Hagiga, Kolomitz, the Tulis, Base of Achir, Oid Bashanazuk, Hashanach, Mitzapim, Makabim Tommy.
Each matzah has two kazaysim in it?
Our matzah is for sure, though. Yeah. Okay, we'll discuss the Shirim separately. So let's see like this. Let's move on to Dalakaisis. Dalakaisis, one of the mitzvahs of the night is Dalakaisis. Dalakaisis is Pashas Midrabanan, that's where Taisus and Psachim learns as Drabanan. Except when it's Chal on Lel Shabbos, and then the first Kais is Deraisim, because it's Kiddush. What's the Makar and what's the reason for the Dalakaisis? So Rishonim bring a Talmud Yerushalmi that brings down its Keneged the Abba Geulais, the four Lashonis of Geulais. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said over there in the Yishami, this Kenegi the Arba Kais the Shal Parai. It says four times Kais by Parai in Pashas Miketz. Rabbi Levi said that it's Kenegi the Arba Malchios. The Rabban said it's Kenegi the four Kaises of Pranis, the Akash Bochus, Asa Lashkas, the Umus Eilam. Rav Oven said that's Kenegi the Asa Akash Bochus, Lashkas, the Arba Kais the Shal Nechamais. Different psukim of Nechama that we find. Akapanim, the Yishami is bringing down all different Ramazim that there is in the four Kaises. The Medrash brings down that there were four Gezeres that Pyrus goes on Yisrael, and Kenegad that we have the four Lashonis of Gula, that we were saved from each one of those Gezeres. So, and the Mishmur brings down the Epshat that it was Niskenu Kenegad the Dalashonis Shal Gula, Vaitseisi Eschem, Vitati Eschem, Vigati Eschem, Vilkati Eschem. Now, there are three inyanim in the wine. One is the inyan of red. The second one is about being cooked. And the third one is if it's sweet. So what do we have here? This inyan of that shouldn't be mevushal, or there shouldn't be any added sugar to it, is the same as we find by Kiddush Lo Shabbos and it should be the same Lel Shabbos and the Dal Kaises. And for some reason, we're more makbid Lel Pesach than on Kiddush by Friday night. Why is that? So if you take a look, the Shulchan Aruch of Yisim Tov Ayin Beis Sif Yud Aleph and Yud Beis says Mitzvah Lachzach Yayin Edoin. It's a mitzvah to go after red wine. And then it says, Yoytzim b'yayim mevoshel v'konditon. Yoytzim with cooked wine, or if it's konditon, it's mixed with other things to make it taste better. So the Mishmur over there says, L'chatchilo toiv yoytzim likach yayin she'enim mevoshel. Of course it's better to take wine that was not cooked. Im loysha mevoshel toiv yoytzim. Unless the mevushal is better. And the same thing leaning konditor. The chatchila one should take without that. And the Sharetzin says, kevoy le'al simrei shayim beiz, we're talking about Kiddush. You look in simrei shayim beiz over there. It seems to be the same din. But, like I said, tonight, by Lel Pesach, it seems to be more of the hakpada that people have to be more makbid not to take this. The according to everyone, there's mitzvah lechatchil to get red wine. If you don't have red, or it's not meshuvach, doesn't taste as good, so then it's mitzvah lechatchil to be mekadesh even on white wine. What does it mean, meshuvach? What's the gedder to meshuvach? Meshuvach to the mumcha or to each person? The chayra means to each person. If to you it's more meshuvach the white wine, so then you can take the white wine. The Indian of red has a specific Indian for Lel Pesach. It's brought down in Rishonim and Paiskim and Zecha for the dam that they would shech the Jewish children, and they declare what's the din. If I don't have red wine, can I add some red wine to the white wine, or if I add some grape juice to it, or to give it a red color, is that does that have the mile of red wine or not? So if it's out the Indian of a zecha for the dam, so at the end of the day, lemaisa it's red, so it'll be fine. But if it's because there's a pasuk alter yain kis adam, the pasuk is mashma that wine is red, so then as we read mitzad itself. Again, you have those in yarnim. So can you be yaitzur grapes? So the mechaber in simrei shayin beisiv beis says yain megita mekachin love. What's yain megita? Yain megita is wine straight from the press, which is grape juice. And it says there clearly you can make kiddush on it. The Mishbru over there says mikol makim mitzvah min amuvcha b'yayin yashin. However, it's a mitzvah min amuvcha to make it on yayin, on wine, which already has an alcohol taste to it. The chinuch, just interesting. The chinuch explains why the mice is their inyan of wine. The chinuch says because the teva of a person is to be misoirer from his pulis, what he does, it's ma'iratim. So he says, if he should have adam ma'irat by habe, shusayir ma'samech. So he says over here, he says, wine, when you're holding the wine, it gives you a certain excitement. It gets you excited for what you're doing, for making kiddush or whatever it is. Akopanim, so that's by kiddush. Lel Pesach, is there more of an Indian to have wine than grape juice? That's the question. Especially if, let's say it's more chaviv to you to have grape juice. To me it tastes better. To me I enjoy grape juice better. Is there more of an Indian to have grape juice? Is there more of an Indian still to have wine or not? So the Gemara in Psachim says, Shasachai, if you drink the wine raw, Yidei kaisis yatsa, yidei cheres lo yatsa. What does it mean, yidei kaisis yatsa? It means you yatsa, you din of drinking dal kaisis. But yidei cheres lo yatsa. What's cheres? Cheres is feeling free. The aspect of mesameach. Alcohol, we find, gives a person simcha. It's an Indian of simcha. So based on this Gemara, Rav Moshe Feinstein, brought down in the Haggadah called Doidi, he learned that to be mekayim this din of cheiros, you need to have dafka wine. He also brought a raya from the Gemara. It says Rav Yehuda bar Eloi used to get a headache from Pesach until Shavuos, and he's bothered with a question. L'chayra, if you got a headache from it, you used to have to tie something around his head. So what type? What? So he should be parted from it, right? Elamai, you see from here the importance of having wine in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of dalakaisis and also this inyan of cheiros. However, many other Paiskim, the Brisker Rav, the Chaznish, the Chvina Rav, and others held that it does not have to be a Midin Meshaka, it doesn't have to be something which has in it alcohol taste. The Indian of Cheres is, like the way the Meiri explains that he says, the Meiri says, Ratzalaymi, they mitzvahs are b'koyza, v'lo yotzi d'cher shein zu shesiyim hudara. It's not a muhudu d'keshtir, but it doesn't say it has to be mishakar. It's muhudar. It's a better way of doing it. So therefore, for a person, grape juice is more muhuda, it's more mishuvachtim, so it's better to take that. And you have to always keep in mind, the ikim mitzvah sayayim is the haggadah, the sipur, and if the drinking the wines will cause you to be tired and not be able to do the mitzvah sipur, then it's definitely better to be semach on these paiskim. The raya that Rav Moshe brings from Rav Yehuda bar Eloy is a chizdik raya, because in those days they didn't have grape juice in Nisan. The harvest of the grapes is in Elul, as you'll see Shemitah time. It's in Elul, and in order to preserve it, until Nisan time, you have to make it, it has to ferment and turn into wine, otherwise it'll spoil. So of course he only had wine to drink. But like I said, many Paiskim hold, definitely women, for them Cheres is definitely not either wine, so they don't have to drink wine. If one doesn't bother them to drink wine, so then why not drink it? But if it bothers someone to drink, there's many Acharim they can be Semachan that you can drink grape juice.
According to your measure, is it better to get high alcohol content than low alcohol content?
No, not at all. To be mekayim the din of alcohol, you could use grape juice, just add enough wine that has alcohol taste to it. That's enough.
How would you throw up?
So then, what do you think?
Yeah.
You have to what? Of course, to drink grape juice.
No, but if you threw up, do you have to drink that again?
I don't know. Let's go on to Mara. Mara, the issue over there is, do you have to dafki use the chrein, the horseradish, or lettuce is enough? So the Mishnah Pesachim says, Ve'eli Yerokish Adam Yoitzben Yedei Chavasu B'Pesach, and gives a list of a few different Yerokis that a person can be Yoitzben their mitzvah of Mara with. One of them is Chazeres, and that's actually the first one on the list. And Shulchan Aruch also quotes as the first one on the list. And the Gemara brings down a memory from Rav Yishia, mitzvah b'chazeres. The Torah and the Mechabi use a lashon, the ikka mitzvah is b'chazeres. When the Gemara is discussing what's mara, the Gemara says yerek mar. It's a bitter yerek, which has in it a seraph upon a machzifim. So the Gemara says over there, the Ravina found Rav Acha b'rei the Rava, that he's looking for this mara. And then he said to him, my dad take the marir and tfei, but chazeres tenan. You could use chazeres. It's not bitter, but it's similar to the Shibin of Mitzrayim. And that's even better, a zecha for the Shibin of Mitzrayim. So it's before in the Gemara, you don't need to look for the most bitter yerek of the different minim. And many Rishayim learn that the Seder of the Mishnah is according to the Hiddur, and Chazeres is mentioned first, and it represents the Sheba Mitzrayim. The Yishalmi says, Ma Chazeres t'chilose mosek v'seife mar. So to the Mitzrayim, in the beginning they were sweet to us, they were nice to us, and then afterwards they got bitter to us. But the question is, what is Chazeres? What's Chazeres? So Rashi says, Lito. The Chamtzvi, there's a famous shuv from the Chamtzvi, in Siman Kuf Yutes, and over there he says he wants to be mzaka the rabbim v'inyan the mitzvah of achilas mara. Says reisi ki toiv loydia shachazeres hashanim b'mishnasein of loshen chachamim, the chazeres that's mentioned in the mishnah and in the loshen chachamim, the chachamim use chasa shemitzvah lachzalov ki hu arosh v'rishin. So he wants to describe what is that. So he says, "Hu ayerek and nikra b'lashon Ashkenaz salad. It's called salat. In Safra, it's called Salato. And then he goes and he says, Umipreisha Barot is Ashkenaz of Polina, because in Ashkenaz in Poland, it's cold. So it's not Matzoi, it's not common to find it around Pesach time. That's why you don't find that they were using these lettuce for the mitzvah mara, or because they weren't bikiim in exactly what we're referring to. So that's why you don't find so much they use it. But he goes on and he says but Lemaisi says that we could find these letters, and at the end he says by Yerik Shakari Bahamburg Indivin, which maybe he's referring to endives. That's Olshin. We got Boyet in the Chavasai. And the Mishbrura and the Archashulchan bring this down also, that one could be yotzei with these types of leafy vegetables. The question is, what is it? So many people take on that it's romaine lettuce. There's a Chuvas Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer is talking about the mitzvah mara on Pesach. He says it's emes nochen adava. It's true what the Chacham Tzvi says. Bachi no korabay says that alva anu noigam achreim. Says, however, I'm ruggled to darshan the Shabbos Golda Drasha that if you don't have people that are bikiim, yuchadim baligira to check them and clean them from the bugs, which is very much common to be found in these vegetables, so then it's kedai to take the chrein, which is the horseradish, which is sharp, even though it's counted third on the list, and chaso really would be the main thing. But chalila to be machshel in a lav or many lav, and even if it's a suffix, in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs asid drabanan mar b'zman says b'drabanan, befrat when I could be mekayim both by taking the chrein. And then he says there's a remez. He says, and if you're going to tell me you want dafka, take the lettuce because chasa is what the Gemara refers to, and it's a remez for chas rachman alon. So he says tamcha, which is chrein, also tamim misaprim kvaykel, also has Rashi Tevis. Ba'akapanim, he does back up. He backs up the chacham tzvi, and that's what many people rely on. So again, the question is, do I need to have a bitter taste, or it's enough that's just a yerek which is included in the mara, even if it doesn't have a bitter taste? So pashas from the pesukim is mashma, it does not need to burn your mouth. The chinuch says of a choleis of mar mitzad a kelach shetamoy. He says the kelach which is mar ha'alin meina mar. It's you don't need to eat the stalk which is bitter. You see that they're from many paisim. There are those that are machmet itav kechrein. The Chayadam says because it's not clear to us what is the lettuce. Who said romaine lettuce is the right one? Right? So therefore he held that it chrein. That's why some people are machmet on that. But again, the Maisa. You definitely yotze with romaine lettuce, and if one wants, they could be makbetit chrein, but they don't have to. That's something about that. Okay, I think we touched on some the basic nekudas that go through there. Maybe we'll have a shiur next week, towards the beginning of the week, on the shiurim. Okay, we'll go through the shiurim. Maybe Sunday even. Oh no, Sunday, I'm not sure. There's a shmuz Sunday, but 6:30 we could have. Maybe Sunday we'll have. Okay? Fine.